Monday, February 3rd. I'm still pretty bummed out over Brandon's text message. I really wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the magazine article wouldn't let me. I planned to just pretend the whole crazy burger thing had never happened and totally ignore him. However, when I arrived at school, the first thing I noticed was that all of the guys were acting really strange. Even the normally rowdy jocks were huddled together in small groups, quietly talking among themselves. But mostly, everyone was staring nervously at some huge commotion down the hall. What was going on? And where were all the girls? Okay, this was just too weird. While all of the guys stood there gawking, I decided to go down the hall and investigate. OMG! I could not believe my eyes! WCD Sweetheart Dance. Girls Ask the Guys, Friday, February 14th. Okay, girlfriends, this time we get to ask the guys. How cool is that? I'm gonna die! OMG! Who should I ask? This is so exciting! Next! Squee! Practically every girl in the entire school was part of this huge crowd in line for tickets to the sweetheart dance. Jordan, the girl who sits behind me in geometry, showed me her tickets and excitedly filled me in. Nikki, this is the most popular dance of the year, but make sure you get your tickets soon because they usually sell out in a few days. She was right about the dance being really popular. The line was so long that it flowed past the office, wrapped around the corner near the library, and extended beyond the cafeteria door. It looked like the entrance to a sold-out Justin Bieber concert. But get this. It was Girls Ask the Guys. Of course, I totally freaked. Unfortunately, the only guy I am even remotely interested in couldn't even stand to eat a burger with me. I was so not asking him to some sweetheart dance. All of this gushy sweetheart stuff was getting on my last nerve, so I decided to go to my locker and vent in my diary before my first class. But that was a really bad idea. Mackenzie had bedazzled her locker with so many sparkly red and pink hearts, it practically blinded me. Even her lip gloss was red and glittery. How in the world was I supposed to write in my diary when all of her very tacky bling bling was, bling blinging all over the place? I couldn't believe what happened next. That girl wrinkled her nose, and then sprayed her pretty poison designer perfume all over me, accidentally on purpose. Like, who does that? Finally, I just totally lost it. Please, Mackenzie, could you be more careful where you're spraying that stuff?
Sorry, Nikki. It's just that your odor is especially pungent today. And I don't have a can of Lysol disinfectant spray.
Personally, I'd prefer Lysol. What's the name of that perfume you're wearing? Flea and tick repellent? I shot back. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's a shark in lip gloss, skinny jeans, and platform heels. Suddenly, she turned around and got all up in my face like Zit Cream or something.
So, Nikki, are you going to the sweetheart dance? Oh, my bad. They don't admit animals.
Actually, Mackenzie, that stank you're smelling is not me. It's coming from your mouth. You're obviously suffering from a severe case of blabberitis. Is that stuff contagious? Mackenzie glared at me with her beady little eyes.
Admit it, Nikki. You're just jealous because Brandon liked the digital camera I gave him for his birthday a lot better than your stupid gift certificates to Cruddy Burger. It's not Cruddy Burger, it's Crazy Burger, I said, wondering how she even knew about it. Had Brandon told her we were going to Crazy Burger together to use his gift certificates? Whatever. Your gift was so tacky. I got the camera so Brandon can take pictures of me when I'm crowned Sweetheart Princess. And I've already asked him to the dance, so don't even think about it. I just blinked my eyes in shock. Mackenzie had already asked Brandon to the dance? Did he say yes or no? Or maybe? She had very conveniently left out that little detail. However, I had to admit, everything was starting to make perfect sense. When Mackenzie had asked to talk to Brandon in private at his birthday party, it was probably to invite him to the sweetheart dance. And if they were going to the dance together, there was no way she'd want him hanging out with me at Crazy Burger. So, he had sent me that text. I closed my eyes, sighed deeply, and bit my lip. Then an unexpected wave of anger rushed over me. Mackenzie is not the boss of me. It's a free country. I can ask whoever I want to the dance. And yes, Brandon had just stood me up. But still, there was no reason why I couldn't just totally humiliate myself by asking him anyway. Right? Wrong. If Mackenzie and Brandon want to be together, I'm not going to stand in their way. That's when Mackenzie rudely interrupted the deep conversation I was having with myself. BTW, Nikki? Just a friendly little reminder. Make sure you vote for me for Sweetheart Princess on February 14th. Everybody else is going to. I am so popular, Mackenzie gushed. Then she flipped her hair and sashayed away. I just hate it when that girl sashays. I was really upset that Mackenzie was trying to undermine my friendship with Brandon. Again. What if I asked him to the dance too? Then he'd be forced to choose. Two desperate girls and one guy. Just great. Of course, this left me with one very obvious and compelling question. Why in the world would Mackenzie ask me to vote for her for Sweetheart Princess when it's so obvious that she hates my guts? All of this is mind-boggling. And my mind is so boggled, I seriously need to talk to my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. They were the only other girls in the entire school whose brains did not turn into mush today from sweetheart fever. I'm already sick of Valentine's Day, and it's still 2 weeks away.